Jadi masuk ke Jakarta tuh
So
emang gak ada
I entered Jakarta without
masuk
knowing
ke
any single
Jakarta
soul.
Tuh emang gak ada yang kenal sama sekali. Belum kenal sama sekali, belum pernah ketemu, cuma lewat.
I was completely on my own. I was lost and confused.
Bener sendiri, bingung gitu. Sama sekali itu sendiri. Di telepon gak diangkat, aku nunggu di basement.
So I waited there, right? In the basement, like some sort of a lost boy. I didn't know who to ask, and I waited there for a couple of hours. But I didn't even know what sort of work I was going to do, or where. In fact, this was the very first time I've ever been in an apartment building.
Kerjanya apa, di mana? Ke apartemen aja baru pertama kali gitu.
Dan yang perlu diketahui sebenarnya Trisno itu anak mama.
And you should know that Trisno is actually a mama's boy.
Trisno itu anak mama. Dia enggak bisa jauh dari ibunya.
Dia kan Trisno ini kan baru masuk kerja, baru pertama.
And he was very young too.
Dan gitu usianya sangat muda, benar awal kerja.
Oh, itu dia orang kampung yang.
And it turns out that he wasn't just some village boy.
Yang bukan hanya kampung.
Aku agak mikir-mikir juga UP.
And when I learned that I was going to be an office boy, you know, deep in my heart, I absolutely rejected the idea, thinking it was such, you know, a pathetic job.
Karena mikirnya tuh UP itu rendah banget. Katanya kita jadi bantuin Pak Prabowo.
We were told that we're gonna help Mr. Prabowo settle his electional dispute at the Constitutional Court, and then we immediately went into panic. Total panic.
Sengketa MK-nya gitu. Itu langsung semuanya panik. Gak nyangka juga kan bisa ketemu sama pejabat.
You know, I would never think I could share the same space with these big shots. I'm from a remote village, knowing nothing, to being here, meeting such important people I used to see on TV.
Sampai kesini ketemu pejabat yang biasa muncul di TV kan.
No. Nih surat ini jam segini harus udah nyampe bawah.
Trisno, the election supervisory body must receive this letter by that hour. Trisno, this letter must be delivered to the Witness and Victim Protection Agency. Trisno, this stuff here must be copied immediately. Don't be late. Do whatever it takes because if it's late, we can't file the evidence in court tomorrow.
Ini harus dikirim ke fotokopian langsung. Gak boleh enggak, soalnya kalau telat besok pagi kita gak bisa masukin bawah bukti.
Gak banyak orang yang bisa itu. Dan ketika kita minta,
not everyone could get the work done, but we could count on Trisno to get things done.
Kita minta tolong sama Trisno, itu semua selesai.
Ada beberapa dokumen yang tiba-tiba hilang, nggak tahu kemana.
And then some vital documents suddenly disappeared.
Di copy kan, udah di legis, hamin berapa hilang. Langsung aku pingsan, gak tahu pingsan aku udah gak sadar.
All of a sudden, I completely blacked out. And when I came to, I was already in the hospital.
Udah gak sadar, tiba-tiba aku di rumah sakit. Aku langsung di situ pingsan.
I fainted. I got bubbles in my mouth. I was unconscious. And I was rushed to the hospital.
Gak sadarkan diri, langsung dibawa ke rumah sakit. Aku sampai mau.
They said if I had just been a tiny bit late, I would have been history.
Ya mau katanya kalau telat mah kelewat gitu.
Bagus enggak ada yang mati.
Thank God no one died.
Benar, bagus enggak ada yang mati sih pada saat itu.
Yang penting kerja gitu aku tuh. Daripada enggak sama sekali.
I thought as long as I could work, you know. That's better than nothing. But deep inside, I was denying everything.
Enggak sama sekali ya. Tapi jiwaku sebenarnya menolak.
The story of Trisno, coming soon to Indonesia in depth.